Dr. Harold Burstein addressed three survey issues presented to the think tank investigators. First, agree, disagree, or in between. Adjuvant trastuzumab should generally be started concurrently with chemotherapy rather than sequentially, a statement that 10 of 12 faculty agreed with. The second agree-disagree question was, trastuzumab monotherapy is a reasonable non-protocol option in patients who are unfit to receive chemotherapy, a comment that the faculty was totally split on. The final agree-disagree question addressed by Dr. Burstein was, trastuzumab monotherapy is a reasonable non-protocol option in patients diagnosed up to 3 years previously. Again, an issue that split the faculty.
Why would you consider concurrent treatment with trastuzumab and chemotherapy? Perhaps it's better, and certainly it might shorten the duration of treatment. So we have some data from the advanced setting that offering trastuzumab by itself yields response rates on the order of 15% to 30% in various trials reported by investigators here. But in combination with chemotherapy, response rates are more typically on the order of 40% to 80%, suggesting that at least in combination there might be greater efficacy. And we know from data that Mark Pegram and others have generated that there is the potential for synergy between trastuzumab and chemotherapeutic agents. Mark and the Slayman group have reported widely on favorable interactions between a variety of chemotherapy drugs and trastuzumab, suggesting that the combination would be more effective than single-agent therapy. We have a wealth of data from over 10,000 patients assigned to randomized trials of chemotherapy with or without the addition of trastuzumab, all reported in 2005, most of it now in public domain in publication. These trials all had a variety of eligibility criteria that differed in subtle ways, but the key point here is that all the patients received chemotherapy. We actually have no data for the use of adjuvant trastuzumab in the absence of chemotherapy treatment. I think based on the results we've seen so far, a very interesting trial for lower-risk women might be the use of single-agent trastuzumab with or without chemotherapy to see if we can get away without using chemotherapy in some of these patients because of the efficacy of trastuzumab. But to date, all the adjuvant experience is built around chemotherapy. And then the trastuzumab has been given either concurrently with chemotherapy or sequentially following chemotherapy, all with remarkably consistent results in terms of improvement in hazard ratio.